This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Shaoning. Now, Bukit Gasing Assembly person Rajiv Rishakaran has come out to allege that there is a delay in a probe over claims of corruption and abuse of power within the Petaling Jaya City Council conducted by the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. Now, 6 months ago, Rajiv reported to the MACC about claims of corruption and abuse of power within MBPJ based on information from a whistleblower. He had received information on the alleged abuse of power in MBPJ from this whistleblower on allocations for several projects by the City Council where payments were made, but they were not executed.
Now, in a press conference, Rajiv said that all the officers are aware of this case and MACC has gone to MBPJ to investigate. But to this day, there have been no further actions. And according to him, his office had written twice to the MACC and the responses received merely stated that the probe was still ongoing.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Rajiv Rishakaran himself, Assembly Person for Bukit Gasing. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Rajiv. So shed some light for us. What is the nature of your claims of corruption in MBPJ? Which are the projects involved?
It's actually quite a simple case. The allegation is that it was for a contract for work that was never done, but payment was made.
And are the accused parties still involved in this project?
No.
Or it's completely stalled? It was never done?
Yeah, it was not done.
So
it was something that happened in 2018.
All right. Now, the MACC have so far appeared to be quite zealous in cracking down on major cases involving former ministers, including former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak and former Deputy Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi. But what would you say of their treatment to these smaller-scale corruption cases?
Now, the reason I took a special interest in this case was because it is very rare to get an officer of a government department to come forward and be a whistleblower to say that they know of something that's not right, that's happening. And because of that, I don't want people to be discouraged. And I think that justice must be served. And MACC should put it sufficient attention and get the investigation done. Because this is quite a straightforward case. You visit the site, you confirm that the items that were paid for were not done. You do not need to take so long to wrap up this matter. And that's why I wanted to bring attention and ask MACC, you have to take this seriously so that other people will be willing to come forward and will not dare to do this kind of work in the future.
And meanwhile, on Parliament oversight of MACC's performance, what can you tell us about that then?
So we have seen Parliament setting up a lot of select committees in the last 1 year. I think it's about time that Parliament has one to look into MACC. Because MACC should be independent. It should not be reporting to a minister or the Prime Minister, but instead a Parliament select committee. Because the Parliament select committee will be brought, represented by all parties in Parliament, maybe one or two members from each party. And then this would be the best method to see whether the MACC has enough staff, enough officers, enough resources. Are they working on cases fast enough? How many cases are being reported? How many cases are still under investigation? What is the average time of investigation? Justice delayed is justice denied. So we need to improve the performance of MACC. And these kind of cases where whistleblowers put their neck on the line to come forward, we need to be quick to convict if there are any wrongdoing. Or if there are none, then come forward and say, no wrongdoing. So I merely provided the evidence that was given to me by the whistleblower. The whistleblower is understandably afraid to reveal his or her identity. But I think MACC has enough. And if MACC does not have enough information, they should say so. If MACC has enough information, then please conclude the investigation. So I think this is something that has to be reformed within MACC. We need the reform to happen across all government agencies and MACC. I think I've come to see that there is something lacking at the local level, the smaller level investigations, the less than 1 billion ringgit crime investigations.
Rajiv, could you perhaps detail for us the extent of your communication with the MACC? Because in your press conference, you stated that your office has written to them twice. But could you perhaps provide more detail? What did the MACC say exactly to your requests for information?
Okay, so since making the report in August last year, my office has been in touch with the investigating officers in MACC. About once a week, they've been calling to follow up on this matter because we want them to know that we are serious, that we want this case to be resolved. You know, whether there's a conviction or not, MACC should investigate and see whether there's a wrongdoing or not. But we don't want this case to be kept on the file on the shelf. So approximately once a week, phone call, just to have an informal follow-up. But because that was going nowhere, I wrote in twice, and both times I did receive a reply. It was a straightforward reply to say that the case is still under investigation. That's all.
And Rajiv, do you think MACC should then have some KPIs in terms of turnaround time for cases, given like how many months should they come and resolve an issue rather than let it be prolonged?
I think there should be KPIs, but I think setting KPIs may also be challenging. So this is where maybe the Parliament Oversight Committee can understand from the officers in greater detail and work out that KPI, because you know you can't set one KPI for all cases. So maybe there should be 5 levels or 10 levels of severity in cases that should have. But definitely there should be KPI. So once again, Parliament Oversight is extremely important and should start immediately. So we have seen Parliament Oversight starting over a number of ministries with the select committees that are being formed over international trade and industry and other subject matters. I think it is definitely time that the Parliament Oversight over NEC. And it is a bipartisan oversight because all the Parliament committees would be made up of members of all parties.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Rajiv. And that was Rajiv Rishakaran, Assembly Person for Bukit Gasing, telling us about the current investigation that he is trying to push for more information on from the MACC, which was brought to his attention by a whistleblower. And we were just talking about whistleblowers, actually, this morning during the 6 o'clock hour and the need for protections for them. But I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea to have some kind of assurance that MACC will take only a certain amount of time to pursue investigations, or maybe if an investigation is difficult or complex, that maybe every month or every 2 months they maybe provide a small update on what actually has been happening.
And admit that it may be complicated, that they need more time, right? So that whoever's waiting is not waiting like indefinitely.
In limbo, basically.
Yeah. But I also think we need to ask ourselves this question, and something Rajiv also wants to know is, you know, does MACC have enough resources to pursue big and small cases? Because we do know that from Budget 2020, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng has said that the government is going to give an additional 100 personnel and also allocate up to 10 million ringgit to have risk assessment tests at all ministries and departments and agencies. Now, I don't have the exact allocation given to MACC because I only have Budget 2018 numbers, and at that time it was 286 million. But if we're really pursuing this whole era of greater transparency, greater accountability, and encouraging whistleblowers to come forward, then I think the demands on MACC can only increase. So the question is, are we giving them also enough support to kind of come up with the conclusions that we as Rakyat want?
But we've also had other conversations about the independence of the MACC, right? Because, for example, things like the fact that the MACC Chief Commissioner is appointed by the Prime Minister, that does have a knock-on effect on... Well, let's not say their independence, because we don't necessarily know that they're not independent, but the perception of their independence.
And who does she report
and
to?
And who does she report to?
Yeah, currently.
Yes, and there were calls for if you want to remove an MACC chief commissioner, that should ideally go through Parliament. It shouldn't just be a decision made by the executive, because the MACC is also supposed to be a check and balance on the executive. So when you have all of that power lying concentrated in the hands of a few people, there is the possibility of misuse of power, which we ideally, with the formation of an anti-corruption body, we would want to reduce as much as possible, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about transparency, accountability, right? And I think, you know, in the past, all these tasks, basically Parliament kind of semi-ignored it. So this is the chance for parliamentary reform, right?
Absolutely. Now, we have also been running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio. If a firm's employees are accused of bribery, who should take responsibility? Now, the options here are the CEO, the executive team, the board of directors, or only the accused. And we've had about 80 over votes so far. Be sure to let us know what you think. Right now, though, we are about to head into the 8 o'clock news. And then after that, we're going to have the Breakfast Grill, where Julian Ng speaks with Datuk Musa Yusof, Director General of Tourism Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.